Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is popping up all over my community. I do not know what to do. Signs from people saying, we will put Christmas lights up for you. Signs that they will store said Christmas lights for you. Signs that the installation is easy. And then my neighbor did it. Has these beautiful Christmas lights. I said, how'd you put that together? He's like, I hired somebody. Now, I believe that's a sellout move. I believe that's taking the easy way out. You should put your own damn Christmas lights up. But I have to admit, I'm tempted. For the first time in my life, I am tempted to write the freaking check for whatever it costs. I'm not even sure what it costs.
A lot.
And is it that much?
I looked into it.
So before you give me a number, okay, average size house, all right? I don't live in a mansion. You don't live in a mansion. Average size house.
Yeah.
To me, I'm not going any more over $400 or $500. I think that's a reasonable number.
$400 or $500.
You're working hard. You're giving me the lights for what, a month? Then they're gone. You take the lights back. So to me, because I haven't even gotten to the point of asking for prices, because I don't know if it's the right thing to do. I don't know if I'm like besmirching the whole putting up Christmas lights community by paying someone else to do it.
You are.
So how much does it cost you?
I want to make this very clear. I have a finished basement and a one floor house above that. I don't even have the dormer, as they like to call it. That my price that I got quoted.
Go ahead.
Was $3,500.
Oh, shut up. Shut the front door.
And that was, I got three different quotes. They were all around the same amount.
Are you, what?
Yeah.
For a month of lights?
Yes.
Come on. My decision's been made.
Yeah. But don't get me started on the power washing companies. My God. Same people.
Well, Tiki, I have to ask you a very.
You can do that yourself.
Exactly.
Do what yourself?
Power wash.
Oh, I agree. How about Christmas lights? You put them up yourself?
We don't put up Christmas lights.
Really?
No.
I'm surprised because you got 800 Christmas trees in your house.
Well, that's enough.
Okay.
Tracy does all of them.
So she's never been interested in putting the lights up?
No.
No. Okay. Fair enough.
Never.
I am a Christmas light guy. I'm just really bad at it. Like, I'll throw the lights on the bushes. I'll throw the lights on the tree. I tried the solar the last couple of years, and they look like ass. And my wife gets disgusted. Like, all these other houses look so much nicer. What are you doing with these lights?
You got to pay to get it done.
And right.
It's ridiculously expensive.
That's
so
what John said.
It's not worth it.
So, yeah.
Not worth it.
I'm telling you,
it's not worth it.
And you know what else sucks?
Stop talking to talk yourself into it. It's not worth it.
And the lazy way out, it looks awful. These projector lights are terrible.
Oh, I tried that 3 years ago, too.
Oh, it looks awful.
That doesn't look good either. Well, look, I had one dilemma, Teak. The dilemma was, is it cheating the Christmas community to pay someone to put your lights up? Mm. But once Sean revealed to me how expensive it is, I don't even have to worry about that because I'm not paying that money. That's insane. For a month and a half? Because then, and Luke, you'll appreciate this part. So me and my wife were talking about it, and she's like, well, if we're going to do it, we got to do it now. And I said, excuse me, why are we doing it now? I'm a Thanksgiving
it's
guy.
Not even Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like
Christmas lights up?
We put our tree up. We do all the Christmas stuff on Black Friday, sometimes the day of Thanksgiving. That's my rule.
My Christmas trees are all up already.
Not surprised. But my wife says, if we're paying money to put the lights up, we got to maximize it, so we got to do it now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's still not Thanksgiving. Like, I feel like that's not when we do it.
And if you're putting them up yourself, you also, you don't want to keep risking weather. like this past Saturday, there was a big boom in my neighborhood. All of a sudden, Saturday night, I was like, wow, everybody put up their lights.
Because they were taking advantage of the weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
You never know, man. It could turn like that, and then you're like, oh, you're freezing with the gloves on.
It hasn't rained in months, it feels like.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're going to get a snowstorm, and now you can't put the lights up.
Yeah. I think
plastic clips are shattering. You're cursing at everybody. That's not the spirit.
I'm sticking with you, Sean. I'm just going to put my crappy lights up myself.
That's it.
I can't. The $3,500?
Ridiculous. I would do it for half. By the way,
would you come on? All right.
Are you capable? For $1,500?
Are you capable?
Hell no. I'm not artistic at all.
I'm like Evan.
I failed in art. But not everybody is artistic, so it makes it unique that you're bad at it. But don't drop $4,000, because you got to tip the guy, too, or gal.
You have to tip him after giving them $3,500?
Yes, you have to.
Working on your roof for 3 hours.
Yeah, but I just paid you money.
That's not how things work.
How do you know? You've never paid someone to put lights up on your
house. No, but I paid for services, and I still give a tip.
Yeah, but this is a different kind of service. The servicing you're paying for is much
Well, relax
different.
Over there, Tiger. Any kind of service and any kind of life, you tip at the
not
end.
Not the Christmas lights. Not for that price. No
Sean,
way.
They're doing
you don't
some
tip your Christmas.
Well, I don't do it because it's too expensive. My point is, I think we can all agree, it gets to a point in time where something is so expensive, you're like, you've gotten enough.
I think in this case, you're 100% right. Like, no. If I ever invested in someone coming over to put Christmas lights up, I'm giving them $3,000, they're done.
Hold on a second.
I can't ask Sean. I can't ask Evan, but I'll ask Tiki. You're staying at a super nice hotel. You, Tracy, and the kids. Got to tip the people that work there still. It doesn't matter that if the room's $3,000 a night.
That's different.
That's true. You do.
It's not the guy or gal's fault that's coming to your house, risking their life, hanging lights on your mansion.
But you're implying that I don't do that.
You wouldn't tip
the Christmas light people?
Yeah.
Hell freaking no.
Why not?
Because they're charging me $3,500 to put the lights
up. For a reason. It's a pain in the ass.
That price, the tips included.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I agree. Mm. Now, you brought up a hotel. A hotel is very different because you're tipping various people at said hotel. So whoever makes your room up, yeah, you're tipping them. The bellhop, you're tipping them. So don't use that comparison to prove me wrong, because in that case, I am tipping them.
So if you get your haircut in Manhattan and it's $60, you don't tip?
I already explained the way I tip at barbershop. Remember, I got a bad haircut and I gave him double the amount of money?
Why? So you didn't have to go back?
I felt bad. I was like, the guy worked hard. He was annoying as all hell and didn't do a great haircut, but I still gave him a tip. So certain services, you're going to tip no matter what. Putting Christmas lights up when they're charging you $3,500 already?
Right.
That's where I cross the line. Or draw the line. That line has been drawn. Hmm. Anyhow, let's get back to your calls. A lot of important stuff going on. Joe Douglas doesn't have a job. All right?
And it sounds like listening to Connor. If you missed it, you should go back and listen to it on the rewind.
2:45 on the free Odyssey app.
It's almost like Joe Douglas was kind of relieved that he got fired.
I think he knew the handwriting was on the wall, and he's been powerless for 9 months, and the Jets suck, and he doesn't have to talk to Aaron Rodgers anymore. Seems like a great deal. Let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Kendrick and Suffern. How are you, Kendrick?
Guys, Evan, real quick before I get to the Jets, why I called. For $400, I'll put a wreath on your door, and as for the tipping, in those situations, you offer them some food or a drink, but you don't have to give extra cash.
Yeah, by the way, Jerry Recco, who I love.
Give him a case of beer.
I'll give him a case of beer. Jerry Recco, who started a fake rumor that I have $1 million in the bank. And Jerry, let me tell you about this fake rumor. The other, Kendrick, we'll get to you. I'm at Madison Square Garden the other night. Two guys come up to me. They're very nice. As they're walking away, Jet, my 8-year-old Recco, screams at the top of his lung to these two guys, And guess what? My dad's got $1 million in the bank. And I'm like, Jet, that's not even true. And he's like, Uncle Jerry said so.
Oh, God.
Now, that last part I made up. But Jerry Recco, who's starting this...
Oh, how did he hear it then?
He heard it because he was sitting in on the show and we talked about that whole segment.
Got it.
We played the clips of Recco and Dukes and he heard the whole thing.
Got it.
And so my son wants to be funny. He's a class clown, actually, is what I've heard. So that was his attempt at humor. But Jerry now texts me and Lugie and says, tell the millionaire 3K is like one of his shows. Do the lights. What planet is he on that I make this kind of money? I ain't making Francesa money, Jerry. And now you got my son screaming at random people at the garden that I got $1 million in the bank. All because of you and Al's fake story sad.
Counting your money.
Counting my money.
I was talking to Al offline and we did a little calculating and we both agree you're a millionaire.
Yeah, you're both wrong. Right. Anyhow, Kendrick, I apologize for that interlude. Get back to your point.
No, no problem. I mean, the other thing is, if you do want the lights, Evan, and you're not a millionaire, you can get rid of the Jets season tickets and go for the lights.
Good point. Good point.
So, I do want to talk Jets here now and get serious, because it is really depressing to be a Jet fan today. One, Evan, I'm a little upset with you, because Connor Hughes did bring up something, and you didn't chime in. Are you anti-math now? Because he said there's 3% chance, and last week all I heard was, mathematically, we're still alive. So that was one thing. Secondly...
Yes. I'll address that in a second, but go ahead, yes.
I do want to bring up two things here now, also from that interview. One, he said that Douglas was kind of relieved in January. So that would mean that Hassan Reddick saga was also what he's doing, or someone else, because that was done in March.
Yep.
And so, you know, when these guys are out the door... Yeah, no, for sure. When these guys are out the door, it's really easy to kind of point to their record on the field. But there was stuff that was done in the organization that for me, and you know I'm a big Salah Douglas supporter here, that we need to recognize if we're going to redo this, which we are, we have to have a different perspective going into this. One, as I was on hold for a little bit there, I looked at Bob Myers, the guy that the Commanders brought in, and he was consulting that organization, which I know the owner had to sell. But he flipped and helped flip that team around with right. the hiring of Quinn and the GM from San Francisco. If I was Woody, I would go to that finalist list and I would take the kid, or not a kid, a man, Ian Yates Cunningham from the Bears, who was the finalist for that job. And the other finalist was Aaron Glenn. You know, I think the reality is also, we have to give these guys time. Tiki, you said it before while I was listening. The 49ers, the Steelers, some of these organizations have history on their side.
Yeah.
You know, the GM and the coach are hired for 5 years, and you see this with the Giants for you guys, Tiki.
Yep.
It's a 5-year contract because that's how long it takes. But right. for whatever reason, no one gets to see the right. end of it, and this GM and coach, then they hit the panic button. This Rodgers trade, we were trending in the right direction, but because of the record on the field, they hit the panic button and they made a move.
Well, I can tell you, Zach won more games. Now, he ended up winning more games, but panic button, when they realized the mistake they made at quarterback, which they contributed to by not having the right coaching around them, what should they do? Now, you say panic by pivoting and trading for a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, but I think we all realized, okay, they messed up at quarterback. What do you do?
Right. By the way, he was talking about Adam Peters. Who is the...
Washington. And is off to a great start.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.